Don't think I've forgotten our past, Matt. You once tried to ruin my career. Now it's my turn. Tonight, it's going to be the final chapter of Mike Bell versus Matt McClain. Tonight, I get the redemption that took 2 long years to build. 2 years ago, you hid behind the BWA front office. Now, you're tied to a Texas bull rope. And to the natural, Mike Bell.
Well, Mike Bell seems to be completely focused here tonight, and if there is one thing that I've learned since becoming the commentator for this wrestling federation, it's that Matt McClain is always 2 steps ahead of his opponent. And while we're on the subject of Mike Bell, here comes the natural.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is a Texas Bull Rope match and will be held under Four Corners rules. This means to gain victory, you must touch all 4 turnbuckles in succession. Wrestling fans, for the first time in more than 2 years, he has decided to return to the ring just one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, about to enter the arena, he is a former 3-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion. He is a former WWA World Heavyweight Champion. He is driven by passion, about to come through the curtain. A man who has chosen Matt McClain and BACW for his final match ever, from Dallas, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, get up on your feet and greet the natural,
cowbell rope combination in hand already, and it's already attached to his wrist. Mike Bell is ready to go, stopping just short of the ring steps, and now coming through the ropes, he prepares for his final match ever, and it's going to be against the Crippler, Matt McClain. Wow, Bell looks awesome tonight.
Gentlemen, and if I may, his opponent, he's making his way down the aisle and considers himself perfection personified. He is the master specialist in submission, and he hails from Houston, Texas, weighing in at 235 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, the Crippler, and man responsible for retiring Daryl Bazaar, Matt McClain!
Not as much fanfare and glamour as his opponent, here comes Matt McClain down to ringside with even a more focused stare than Mike Bell. Pointing to Bell from the floor, McClain leaps onto the apron and leaning against the ropes. Listen to these fans boo the Crippler. Is there anyone more hated in professional wrestling today? I mean, nobody likes this guy besides his wife, Chrissy, maybe. Stepping now up to Mike Bell with one arrogant swoop, McClain immediately begins to berate the referee, telling him to back Bell up into the corner. Adjusting the strap on the bull rope to his wrist, the referee turns to the timekeeper and calling for the bell. Here we go! Both men charge into the middle of the ring and trying to grab the cowbell. It's McClain who gets off first fast by driving a knee into the side of the natural's head. Immediately wrapping the thick rope around Bell's neck, the Crippler shows everyone in attendance why he's one of the most hated men in professional wrestling. With Bell already groggy from the poor blood supply traveling to his head, McClain transitions into a sleeper hold, and this might be Mike Bell's last match, and it might end faster than he anticipated. anticipated. No, wait a minute, hold the phone. The crowd is now beginning to stomp, and Bell is using their energy to fight to his feet. Bell digs deep and pushing backwards into the lane with all his might. The crippler is driven into the corner, and Bell is free. Bell is free, and the crippler is down, holding his chest. The referee signals that both Bell and McLean have touched one turnbuckle, and that means they only have three more. The first men to get to three wins. Bell unwraps a bull rope from the neck and returning the favor. It's McLean who's now gasping for air. Bell slams Matt's head into the turnbuckle and applying a side headlock. Bell pushes off into the center of the ring, leaping into the air with the cowbell on the side of McLean. Oh, Mike unleashes an extreme bulldog, and this could be it. Bell staggers to his feet and touching the second turnbuckle. He only needs two more to win. I can't believe this match is going to end so fast. Turning into the ring, Bell is super kicked right in the face, and my God, do you see the blood-covered Matt McLean kip up and attack. Right. I thought McLean was out like a light, but apparently he was playing possum. McLean peels Bell off the canvas and underhooking the arms, he arches into a killer side suplex. The match is only about 5 minutes long, and already you can see why Mike Bell is one of the most loved men in the business. This guy has a huge amount of courage and a gigantic amount of heart. McLean is now handing the natural a real brow beating, and he's whipping him with the bull rope. And with each lash that lands across the back of Mike Bell, McLean's smirk becomes bigger and bigger. Oh my, listen to Bell scream out in pain. Come on, McLean, why you gotta use a bull rope? I know it's legal, but if you're a better wrestler than Mike Bell, why don't you show it right here and right now? Body slam by McLean in the corner, penalty the cowbell into Bell's forehead. It's McLean who climbs up to the top turnbuckle, and he apparently is looking for a high impact maneuver. Twisting into the air, McLean gets caught up in a big crashing down onto the canvas. The crippler eats, oh my God, the logo. And did you see that twisting dragon suplex just simply go wrong? Bell rolls onto his side, and taking the cowbell in his hand, he counters by pounding McLean into the open wound again, 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 again. The fans are going crazy. Listen to them chant for Mike Bell. Lifting into the upright position, Bell tosses McLean into the ropes and charging hard as Matt comes on the rebound. Oh my God, wow. Mike Bell with the sit-out clothesline, and did you see him use the bull rope for extra leverage? My God, this Bell is absolutely amazing in the ring. He has taken a beating, but he has just come back, and he seems even stronger than when he started off this bout. Short stomp to the head, further opens up the cut on the crippler's forehead, and now going back to work with the knee, it's Bell, who's all over Matt McLean like a cheap suit. Bell reaches out with his hand and hitting the third corner. He's positioning McLean now onto the top turnbuckle. And something tells me this isn't going to work out like Mike Bell planned. Looping the thick coarse bull rope around the neck of Matt McLean. Bell jumps into the air. McLean is forced to fall. Oh my God! Top rope diamond cutter. And McLean is out cold. If Bell can touch the final turnbuckle, he'll win the match. He'll win the match. I don't believe it. And listen to the crowd. Get behind the natural. Dragging McLean across the ring, Bell turns his back to the crippler and reaching out to claim victory. He's got it. Wow, look out, Michael. McLean with the cowbell shot to the head from behind and yanking Bell away from the corner, inches away from victory. The crippler prevents the match from ending. Cowbell follows up across the face of Mike Bell, giving McLean a chance to gather his thoughts, and waddling to his feet, Bell is driven into the canvas with a short arm clothesline. Breaking point! Breaking point! McLean locks in the crossface, and Bell is fading fast! McLean is yanking back and forth and pulling with fury and hate as Bell's eyes finally roll into the back of his head! McLean releases the hold, and he's calling for the match to end! I don't believe it! It was just that fast! Mike Bell had this whole thing figured out, and Matt McLean with the breaking point crossface just changed all the questions just when Mike Bell had all the answers. Wait a minute, folks, what's he doing? Matt McLean is now starting to wrap the bull rope around Mike Bell's neck once again, and he better be careful. Oh, no, come on, Matt. Come on, fans. McLean is tied a knot in the bull rope, and he seems to be slinging it over the top of his shoulder. He's dragging Bell around the ring as the blood oozes from the natural's forehead. The blood cakes. McLean starts to touch the turnbuckles. He's going to have everybody here in attendance at their feet. One, he's only got three more to go. Two, now it's only two. Three, only four. That's it. He did it. He did it. Matt McClain has defeated Mike Bellin. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What's he doing now? Fans, he's standing Bell up, and it looks like he's making sure the pull rope is still nice and tight. What is this sick son of a bitch think he's gonna do? Hey, McClain, oh no! He just placed Mike Bell against the ropes, and he just calls on
him! Oh my God!
He's holding the rope and wrenching it back and forth. He's trying to hang the natural Mike Bell. Oh my God, he needs to learn to let go. Mike Bell is flopping around like a fish out of water as Fat McClain pulls back harder and harder, backing himself up into the ring. Can breathe, finally releasing the rope and calling for the microphone. Matt McClain has just ruined the last match of the natural Mike Bell. What an asshole!
I told you I'd beat you, Bell. I told you we're nothing more than the shell of a man you used to be. I beat your ass just like I said I would. And now look at you. Broken in the middle of the ring at my hands. At the hands of the crippler. First I kill Bazaar, and now I take out the natural. I guess I'm living up to my new nickname that I was given. The career-killing crippler. That's a nice ring, don't you think, Mikey?
What the hell is this? Who the hell is coming out now? Oh my God. Coming down the ramp, it's the Texas Outlaws. I do not believe it. Not the Texas Outlaws. They hate Mike Bell. McClain just threw Bell back into the ring, and he's calling for the steel cage that was supposed to be used in our main event to be lowered over the ring. Malik Johnson and Rick Righteous must have taken over the controls of the cage, and now locked inside this demonic device as Matt McClain exits with a smile, and injured Mike Bell staggers to his feet, and come on, Betty, get someone out here. It's 2-on-1, and the Outlaws are fresh. Jackson slides into the ring, and him and Bell begin to trade blows in the center of the cage as the demonic device is finally settled on the floor. Bobby Blood goes to assist Sean Jackson while Terry Norris takes the chain from underneath the ring, and now he's wrapping it around the door. We need some help out here. Norris continues to wrap the chain around the cage door and snapping the padlock shut. He leaves Mike Bell virtually by himself. Terry Norris slides into the ring, and the 3-on-1 beatdown begins with Bell unable to stop the punches and kicks that are raining down on him from the Texas Outlaws. There's no place for Bell to hide, and this is a travesty of justice. The music stops, and all three men continue to beat down on Bell, falling face first into the canvas with blood streaming from his forehead. The Outlaws continue to rain down on him with stomps and fists with ruthless aggression. They're not stopping no matter what, and no one can get into the cage to help the natural Mike Bell. Can we please get somebody out here with some bolt cutters? My God, how much carnage needs to be spilled before Mr. Mattee considers enough is enough? But as I look back towards the curtain, it still remains still. No security, no one to help Bell, and it appears it's gonna be worse before it gets better, because Sean Jackson has just taken out a pair of brass knuckles, and wind up, he delivers a straight right to the face of Mike Bell. The wound opens up on Bell's head, practically exploding, forming the proverbial crimson mane, and Terry and Bobby Blood are now holding Bell up in the seated position. Out from the curtain comes Sean Jackson's wife, Pamela Duke Jackson, and what the hell is she doing here? Good Lord Almighty, the whole TTO team is here right now, and I can smell a Mr. Mattee screw job a mile away. Mr. Mattee is sending a message to the entire WWA that he is possession of WWE's World Hardcore Chairman, Mr. Matea, is sending a message out to the fans of WWE that anytime he is in arena, anytime you hear his music, somebody's going to get hurt and something extreme is going to happen. Is there any way we can get somebody out here? Because apparently the PACW owner isn't going to do a damn thing. I've only asked 3 or 4 times, Khan. My fella's losing buckets of blood. Terry Norris and Bobby Blood now lift Mike Bell up. And oh, Sean Jackson continues to rain down punches with the brass knuckles in place. And the blood cake face of Mike Bell. Oh, my God. It is just busting apart. Bell's legs go limp, but he's still being held up by the Texas Outlaws. And Sean Jackson continues the barrage as Pamela Jackson now gets into the cage and heads towards the ring. Jackson comes between the ropes and walking right up to an unconscious Mike Bell. She slaps him in the face and blood flies all over the ring as the rest of the Texas Outlaws stands on and simply laughs at the carnage that was once considered the natural Mike Bell. Oh, she just kicked him right in the testicular region, and damn, I think Mike Bell is seriously hurt, folks. Terry Norris and Bobby Blood slide out of the ring and grabbing the steel stairs. They're breaking them apart and they're bringing them back into the ring. Don't do it, guys. My God, don't do it. On the back of Mike Bell. Ooh, with the steel step shot from Hell fans. I'm not sure if I can even watch this carnage anymore. Sean slams the stairs down onto Mike Bell's knee with the sick, sickening thud that sends shockwaves throughout the whole arena. And come on, you sons of bitches, stop it already. The security team has finally made its way down to the cage, and they're frantically trying to find the key that will open the lock so that they can help Mike Bell. Inside the steel structure, it's Bell who's now rolling around in the ring with his kneecap most likely shattered. Hurry up, security, get in there. The man is practically beaten half to death. Bell is in so much pain, folks, he doesn't even know how to roll out of the ring. And he's probably not even aware that there's a cage surrounding it. The people in the arena are covering their ears, and they're trying to block out the screams of Mike Bell. And enough is enough already. Break the damn lock, you idiots. Folks, the Outlaws have now set up 2 chairs inside the ring in the bridge fashion. And my God, they're picking up Mike Bell, and they're now taking him to the top turnbuckle. What could they have in mind? Bell is practically out on his feet. He's beaten half to death. They're getting him up in razor's edge position. Don't do it. One fluid motion. Oh, double outsider's edge with Bell going straight through both chairs and striking the ring with the sick, sadistic thud. As Mike Bell lies motionless in the ring, hovering over him, it's Sean Jackson who resembles something like a serial killer. Lord help him, Lord help Mike Bell, because fans, he is going into convulsions, and as his body starts shaking violently, you can see the blood now oozing from his mouth, and this can't be good for the natural. Finally able to cut through the chain with a pair of bolt cutters, the door swings open, and dozens of security and EMTs fly into the ring as the Texas Outlaws calmly walk through the cage door with smirks on their faces. Yeah, you guys are real tough. 4-on-1 after the guy was half beat to death by Matt McClain. You know what? Forget about it. You guys are idiots. You guys are complete assholes in my book. Get out of here. No. I don't want a piece of you. All right, I'm sorry. Yes, Sean, I'm sorry. Unbelievable. Never, and I mean never in my life, have I seen anything like what I've just witnessed here tonight. It's going to take a while to clear this ring and to lift the cage and to help Mike Bell, who's simply just not moving inside the ring. My God, the Texas Outlaws have dismantled Mike Bell from head to toe. And if I didn't know any better, I would think either Mr. Matea or Matt McClain were actually responsible for this brutal assault. My God, Texas Outlaws, look at Mike Bell. What have you done? What have you done to the natural? Fans, I don't know what to say. I am completely disturbed. I could just give my prayers to the family and friends of Mike Bell. And I don't know what else to say. I'm in shock. We need a break. We need a break. Camera, please. Let's go to commercial. My God. Look how much blood is in that cage.